Hi there, I'm Katie Rose, and welcome to The Rooted Reinvention, a podcast exploring the real-world journey of reinventing who we are without burning out or burning our whole life down. I teach people how to make lasting change by melding my Master's in Neuroscience and my Cognitive Therapy qualification with common self-help tools, spiritual concepts, and my personal experience. Because being yourself doesn't need to feel so damn hard. To get more information on podcast episodes, please visit rootedreinvention.com/podcast.
It's November. It's the second week of November. For those who don't know about it, November is National Novel Writing Month, which is essentially a challenge to write 50,000 words of fiction in a new story across the 30 days of November, and doing so with hundreds of thousands of other people around the globe. I have completed National Novel Writing Month 10 times since 2009, and I told myself last year that I would not do it again. So, about that, I had decided not to do it this year. Writing 1,667 words every day of fiction, having to come up with things, having to plot it out, having to find the time, dealing with it on top of a full-time job, looking after the house, and currently completing an MBQ as well outside of my work time. It's just not a very good idea. It's a bit silly. But then I like having multiple projects, and I kind of just saw the community coming together and thought, I want to be part of that again. So, I'm recording this on Saturday the 7th. I'm about 4,000 words behind schedule, so that's always a good start. And it's a story that I wrote. I've already written 28,000 words of it. This year, it may have been previous years, but this year you're allowed to work on a previously started story as long as you're writing 50,000 words of new text, new fiction, during these 30 days. So I picked up a story that I wrote 28,000 words of back in March to April of 2013. So it's been nearly 8 years since I've even looked at this story. And on October 31st at 9 p.m. I decided I was going to do it for Nano, because I like to torture myself. I'm a little bit behind. I'm not that far behind. So this is my 11th time doing this. I've never lost. I've always managed to hit the 50,000 words in 30 days. Therefore, I know that it's not an impossible thing for me to do. I'm just, this particular morning, slightly regretting the fact that I signed up for it again this year. Either way, this is where I'm at. So, as I say, if you're not familiar, it's a community challenge. We do word sprints. It's a way of just getting you to shut up your inner editor and just write. It's a way of building a daily writing practice. Again, it's a, for me, it's about the community. There are lots of live write-ins, people on Twitch streaming as they write, brainstorming together. For the last couple of years, I've been going to the in-person write-ins, which were usually a couple of times a week during the month, which is again a chance to meet other writers and brainstorm together and drink a lot of coffee. Due to coronavirus, those are not happening this year, which is fine. I wouldn't be going to them anyway based on this year, even if they were running, because I'm not putting myself in that position. Thank you. I was kind of thinking about what do I want this week's podcast to be about, and all I'm thinking about is I should be writing my novel, I need to plot out the next scene, I don't know what on earth I'm doing, why did I do this to myself? And I guess one of the things that I wanted to talk a little bit about with you guys is that it's okay to have multiple projects, but we can also sometimes set ourselves up, maybe not to fail, but to make life a little bit more stressful. And I think it's important to do a bit of a pros and cons as to what you get out of each thing. So I had decided not to do this until the last minute, when I then changed my mind. If I had planned this throughout October, also known as Preptober, I would have prepped for it and I could have plotted out the whole novel before I started. This would have made winning a lot easier for myself, but I had decided, you know what? What I get out of Nano, although I love it, although the community's brilliant, although it's the thing that got me writing, it's the only reason that I have published, paid for writing experience at all, is because I made a start in 2009 on a really rubbish story. But we all start somewhere. I had decided that it wasn't going to be worth my time in terms of the pros versus cons, the amount of time you have to spend, the amount of stress it puts me under, the amount of pressure I put on myself to win, the amount of time showing up to sprints, the amount of competition even. It's friendly competition, but it still has an impact mentally when someone else has written 200 words in 5 minutes and I've written 12, you know. It's a little bit like, oh yeah, that. But the other thing that I think is really important is that this is part of my identity, and in the last 2 to 3 years, I have not been writing fiction regularly. So for me, this is also a little bit of a creative outlet. It's a little bit of forcing myself to write because I know it makes me feel better. I know it gives me that sense of purpose at the end of the day. I know that doing this with my friends who I met at previous local write-ins is so inspiring to me. I know that if I finish this story, I actually might want to do something with it. This is a story that I deliberately haven't worked on since 2013 because I didn't want to get it wrong, and I want to write it, and I want to make sure that I have told this story because I feel it needs to be told. And National Novel Writing Month is the only way that I am ever going to force myself to get that story out of my head. And so although it may look ridiculous on paper, and my November is so full on, I can't believe I've even put myself through this. Actually, I'm going to bed smiling every night, and it's so good to be talking about writing again, to be exploring writing again, to be getting myself into characters' heads, to world build again. This is something I haven't done on a serious level in a couple of years, and I have felt lost as a writer since then. And for me, if I'm building back that little bit of sense of identity in myself, that I'm a writer, I write fiction, you know, this is my 16th and 17th novel, then actually that is worth it. And I do have a couple of days off at the end of the month where I will, if needed, be able to do sort of some 4K, 5K days to catch up, to make sure that I hit that winner mark. Because for me, that is the motivating thing. And that is the way this is going to get finished. And that is the way the story is going to be told, at least to the end of the first draft. So one of the things that I'd like you to think about this week is, what projects are you spending your time on? And what do you get out of them? I know that on paper, this looks ridiculous. If I tell people, hey, I'm working a full-time job, and I'm writing a 50,000-word novel, and I'm completing my NVQ qualification assignments, and then even mention that, you know, I've played a few games in between things, and written articles for Medium, and all the other things that I do, because I am one of these multi-passionate people who just has lots of projects on the go. It looks so stupid to do something that's on paper so meaningless. And yet, for me, the positivity it brings me, I'm re-realising, is worth it. And I think what I want to do today is give people permission that if there's something that you're really, I feel like this is going to be worth it, even though it's going to look stupid, even though my family aren't going to get it, even though it's going to mean the house isn't clean for the rest of the month, even if it means X, Y, Z, this is something that I feel is right for me to do. Here's your permission to go do it. And I have nothing else to say, so I'm going to leave it there. We're so close to the end of this year, and I don't know how I feel about that, but there's a good few weeks left to go, and yeah, if you're doing National Novel Writing Month, please go to the show notes, leave me a comment with your username. I would love to follow you. If you are a writer who is not doing National Novel Writing Month, I would love to connect with you. If you have a project that you're thinking, I really want to do this, but it's not going to get me anywhere, it's not going to be productive, it's not going to be achievement, but I want to do it, A, go and do it. Go and give it a go. Start. See how you feel. B, come and tell me, and I will be your cheerleader for as long as you want me to be. Please take care of yourselves, and I will see you again next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening, and as always, you can find out more at rootedreinvention.com. Take care. Remember, you are more capable than you often realise, and I'll see you next time. Bye.